Hi, folks. It's time to put your mouse ears on for the Mouse Ears Podcast with Brooks, Kara, Kelton, and Steph, where we discuss all things travel, but mostly Disney. Brought to you by Fairytale Journeys Travel. Hi-dee-ho, neighbors. Welcome back to the Mouse Ears Podcast. I am one of your hosts tonight. It is Brooks here coming from the great state of South Kakalaki. And with me tonight, it is Guy's Night here on the Mouse Ears Podcast. I have Kelton. How are you doing, Kelton, in the great state of Texas?
I am good, and we definitely are the great state of Texas. South Carolina, I'm not sure on, but if you go south of the border, you know, I hear there's actually a halfway decent Mexican restaurant. Not south of the border of Texas, but south of the border of, North Carolina, South Carolina there.
So listeners, I don't know if you know about the south of the border that Kelton is talking about. This is not our topic here, but so I grew up stopping there at south of the border. I thought it was the coolest place ever. And now, every time we pass it, I'm like, oh my goodness, how is this place still open with the cancel culture and everything? I don't know how this place is running.
I think it's one of those tourist traps. You just see it off of 95 because 95 with that stretching all the way from Miami all the way up to Maine. I mean, everybody travels on I-95. So It's just one of those things you have to stop and see.
That's why they put a Buc-ee's in Florence, South Carolina.
Exactly. I mean, see, now being not, I'm not from Texas. I am a transplant of almost 7 years. It'll be 7 years February. But I have embraced a large portion of what it means to be a Texan. I mean, I have, I think, 5 pairs of boots. One, you got to have one nice pair. Always have one nice pair. I've got 2 cowboy hats, the summer and the winter. Got to have that too. But I have embraced the Buc-ee's. And
how many belt buckles do you have?
4.
Yeah,
do I wear them off?
You've embraced.
You have to
have one for Sunday church.
Yes, absolutely. I don't get to wear those, as often. I work Sundays and I work from home. So I wear, pajama pants and it's quote air quotes winter for the South. We're just going into our second winter. I believe, we're supposed to have a low of like 50 or something. So, and a high of, I think it's 62. So in the morning when I go to work, on the days I don't work from home, I get to bust out and dust off my Carhartt jacket that I wear like 6 times a year. So, but going back to Buc-ee's though, there is one just outside of like Mobile, Fairhope, Alabama on I-10 that we stop at every time. I know it is exactly 8 hours and 17 minutes from my driveway to that Buc-ee's. That is our kind of like, it's almost like a checkpoint in one, mm-hmm, you're playing video games. As long as we can get, to there, then it's about 3.5 hours to Tallahassee and then about 5 hours to Disney from there. So I've got that's guy math for you right there. Disney guy math.
But with that south of the border, whenever someone asks me about it, I say it's basically what a racist southerner that has never been outside of their state thinks Mexico is like.
It's not.
It's I've never been to Mexico, but I know it's not like south of the border. So but
anyway, not the topic for tonight.
That is not our topic here on Guys Night. So this is going to be the last Guys Night of the year. A little sad,
but we'll sad.
I know we're going to have more.
Absolutely.
In the next year. But we were trying to figure out what our topic was going to be for Guys Night, and started thinking, you know, as we approach the end of the year, going into the new year, all the things that are, all the announcements that have been made, all the stuff that's coming. We were talking and we decided our topic tonight is top three things we are looking forward to in the coming years. Like
years next year, being plural.
Yeah, years being plural, not just next year, but all the projects that have been announced and that have actually been set in stone and progress has been made.
I mean, when you think about it, you know, Disney has mentioned so much, even coming from, well, we have the new Nighttime Spectacular coming to Epcot here just next month. We had Moana open up at Epcot here last month, and we've got stuff going all the way probably 2026 and past, because they keep mentioning this land that's gonna show up behind Big Thunder Mountain back there. So, but we have like that, they say something's coming and then they move on to another topic. They never tell us what's going on. So there's stuff going, you know, years down the road with Disney. We all know the big stuff that's going on with Universal Orlando and everything they have going on there. There's been talks of, you know, new ships for Disney Cruise Line. We've got new ships coming out for Royal Caribbean, which I cannot wait to talk about Royal Caribbean on the podcast. That's going to be a lot of fun as well. Hopefully next year, crossing fingers. But
season two.
But it's gonna be, I mean, we got a lot to look forward to.
Well, in especially 2024. Bob Iger has said multiple times, you know, they're planning on over the next 10 years investing $60 billion with a B.
Billion dollars
into the parks. So
do you think that might include, I'm hoping it includes new monorails, man. We need some new monorails.
It has to. I hope it's not just adding new things, but also maintaining and updating some of the things. Like when you talk about updating, I am shocked, and again, this is nothing in my stuff, but I am shocked, like in Tomorrowland, that the Speedway, they have not switched to electric cars. But they're supposed to be Tomorrowland. I'm shocked that hasn't happened.
I mean, that's true too. I didn't even think about, you know, the Speedway and,
yeah,
you know, but that would, like, be kind of cool. Yeah,
but like, you know, updating some of the rides that kind of seem to break down. So it seems like always something with Carousel of Progress always goes down. People Mover seems to constantly go down. Monorail seems like maintaining some of the iconic stuff as well as adding new stuff.
Exactly.
Which we're definitely going to talk about the new stuff with Disney, Universal. We talk about all things travel here, but mostly Disney. I can tell you right now, my list is not just Disney tonight. And we are doing top three. So we are going in order of third, second, first.
Sweet. Just top three.
Yeah.
No honorable. You're not gonna throw like us an honorable mention, because
doing an honorable mention.
So like we had talked about,
I had one ready just in case, but
I knew it, because we had talked about prior to recording about Joffrey's potentially releasing any any new coffee drinks coming out in the coming days, weeks, or months.
They're always coming out with, I mean, the master roasters over there are always coming out with new and fantastic. I actually just at my local TJ Maxx recently found three coffee bags there and have been enjoying a nice Sanders and Sisters blend, which is cinnamon, apple, and caramel at work.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm. I have that HEB blend. I love my HEB blend for coffee.
That's a Texas thing. We don't have that here. We have the Piggly Wiggly.
Hey, so before we dive in, do you guys have Publix?
Yes. I love Publix.
How about them pub subs, though?
What about the sugar cookies?
Oh, my God. I love the sugar cookies. I used to...
it's a good thing we recorded this after dinner. Because I would be heading to Publix right now.
I used to still try to go to, for those that have no idea, you could go up when you were a kid to get a free cookie from the counter. Every now and then I'll still try and just be like, hey, I left Florida. I'm not around a Publix. Any chance I could just, you know, feed my addiction? And they kind of look at me and I'm just like, okay, I get it. I get it, but I could go for a pub sub now too.
So, like, speaking of the subs, when I'm down in Florida, one of the things that we usually try to do is go to Wawa and get the subs from Wawa.
Oh yeah,
the Philly cheesesteak.
My go-to
with the macaroni and cheese.
With the macaroni, I try to put bacon on your Philly one time. Bacon. I put bacon and extra mayonnaise. Perfect.
You know who turned me on to Wawa and their subs? So shout out to one of our previous episodes when we were talking about Halloween Horror Night. Peter Brookhart on their YouTube channel, they would always talk about Wawa and going and trying their subs. So before my wife and I got to meet them, we were fans of their YouTube channel. They were always talking about Wawa, going to and trying their subs. So the first time Kelsey and I went down to Florida, we had to stop at Wawa's and get the sub. And now it's become a tradition. And it's there. And then also, if we go to Universal, we go to a ramen place that's kind of right outside called Super Saiyan.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And oh, so good. Anyway, that has nothing to do with our topics. So top three things
every time.
So top three things that we're looking forward to in the years to come. Kelton, do you want to start us off with your number three?
I certainly can.
And I'm curious too to see how much our list may differ or even line up some.
Correct. So Brooks and I have not discussed what our lists are. So this should be good. So my number three, it broke my heart not when this announcement was coming out, but what it was replacing, because I'm very much this is in Walt Disney World. Well, mm-hmm. It's in Disney, I should say. And it does kind of hurt a little bit when the original things get revamped and things change. So my number three is Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Replacing Splash Mountain. I am sad about Splash Mountain, you know, no longer being there, but the ride is still there. So Splash Mountain will, you know, always live in my heart and my memories, and in my bootleg DVD of Song of the South. But what I am curious, Brooks, on, because they haven't announced much other things, you know, many other things. Wow, that was bad English. Many other things to come along with this, but I'm wondering if they're going to do any other retheming around the area, you know, like in the Frontierland.
Well, I mean, they are reimagining Country Bears. They've already announced that.
They've already announced, but, you know, is anything going to come along with, you know, Princess and the Frog related? So when I about 10 years ago, I was always saying, hey, because Tiana would meet in, oh, I don't even know where you would call that. But if you kind of go over towards Adventureland and then take the small little bridge to Liberty Square, mm-hmm. which are behind the Christmas shop,
mm-hmm.
there's a white little, whatever you call that, gazebo thing. Gazebo, thank you. So Tiana would meet there, and I always thought, well, that doesn't fit her. My first assumption was, hey, let's park the Liberty Bell. I think is what the boat was called. I think that's what it's called. And turn it into character dining just for Tiana. So you can meet Princess Ooh. Tiana, Naveen, Louis, and yeah. you know, some of the other characters.
I always Lou and the Firefly yeah. Five.
So I always thought, well, man, that would be really cool to do.
It would make perfect sense.
And you know, I thought that would be really cool. So I'm looking forward to what's coming with Tiana's Bayou Adventure. All we know right now, it's coming in 2024. So
late 2024.
Yep. So we're looking, you know, technically, I guess that's for normal people, that's quarter three, quarter four. But for Disney, that's quarter four and quarter one 2025. Yeah. So
I think they'll probably do quarter four 2024.
Probably. Yeah.
If I had to make a guess, but you know, great guess, I would say, kind of how when they open Moana, you know, late September, mm-hmm. October, you know, I guarantee they would have to have it open during like the Mickey Not So Scary and the Very Merry to have that as a draw.
Watch them, you know, they're going to announce it, the actual opening date at D23.
Probably
so, just like they did with Journey of Water,
mm-hmm.
and inspired by Moana. But that's my number three.
That's a good one.
Well, thank you, Brooks. What's your number three?
So my number three is not at the Great Park, the Great Resorts over there at Disney. We're gonna go just a little bit down the interstate. Not just there, but sticking with Universal, heading all the way to the great state of Texas. So my number three is the new park that they announced that they're going to be opening in Fresno, Texas.
I live about 4.5 hours south of there.
So I know whenever they announce it, my first thought was like, oh, Kelton is pumped.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't heard about this, Universal announced, and they've already got the permits for it and everything. So they're moving forward with it. A new park geared towards families with kids aged around 3 to 11. So it's geared more towards younger kids. And they're aiming to open the park in 2026. And it's not going to be a huge park. It's not going to be like opening a whole new Disneyland or a
97 acres.
Yeah. So it's not going to, like I said, it's not going to be a huge park, but you know, around that time that it opens, my kid's going to be around that age. It's going to be in that age range. And just the excitement of a whole new park. In this area, like you had Animal Kingdom open in 1998. You had Islands of Adventure open in 1999. And then, you know, there were, other than, you know, they did the Super Nintendo over in Hollywood. There hasn't really been anything like this since 1999 here in the States. So since the millennium, they haven't really built a whole park, Disney or Universal. So like I said, gearing towards the younger kids, there's been lands geared towards them, but not a whole park. So I'm hoping it does really well. Hopefully they do open in 2026. They announce that and it gets pushed back, but I'm looking forward to that. Kudos to Universal
on it.
Go ahead.
So, hour wise, of course, this is just kind of rumor and guessing, but hour wise, the 10 to 6, 10 to 7 type of thing, hotels, they're talking about maybe 5 stories max. Rumor has it that the park itself is only going to be about 30 acres of that 97, acre purchase. So that is going to be small. But I'm looking forward to, like I said, I think, because like you said, that's, how often do you get to go to a opening day? I mean, think about, what it would have been like to be there at Disneyland October 1st, 1955, standing at those gates going in. And if you were a mother, your heels sinking into the cement of the sidewalk because it hadn't even dried yet type of thing. So, like you said, it's going to be cool. Cool.
So that's my number three. Kelton, what's your number two thing that you're most looking forward to?
My number two, it's kind of a weird one. I don't know. But I'm looking forward to the Disney Vacation Club cabins coming to Fort Wilderness in 2024. These are, my parents are DVC owners, so I try to utilize and rent those points whenever possible.
Gotcha.
And my wife and I have gone back and forth on purchasing DVC points for probably 10 years or something like that. It's, something that we've always wanted to do, but never made it worth it at the time. And with my son only being, 3 years old right now, how often are we really going to go? Because it could be a 50-year commitment type of thing. But these cabins, from what I've seen drawings of, are looking real cool. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's like I said, they're in the Fort Wilderness, so you don't have to go, rent a camper, or if you have a camper, pull it down there. You can still go and enjoy, kind of like with the cabins that are there now. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it's gonna be kind of an interesting thing, I believe. So I'm looking forward to it. That's my number two.
Yeah, and with the DVC, you can pull your points, and like if you're not able to go 1 year, and then you can also borrow points and
bank and borrow. Yes, yeah. Sir.
So yeah, that's something that Kelsey and I, we've talked about numerous times, and it's gone from, man, it would be nice if we did that, now it's like, when are we going to do it? It's become not an if, but when. So
yeah, we've always gone back and, do we just start with the 50 points and where do you buy type of thing? You got to look at the maintenance fees, the price per point, that dollar amount. Do you really want to be in the room at the very far end of Kidani Village at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge type of thing? So you got to really, it's a tough one, but yeah. I know a lot of people, actually, I was figuring out more and more, there's a lot of people just within our agency that are also DVC members. So it's for everybody.
I remember they had just built the Riviera, and Kelsey and I were in the parks, and we passed one of the DVC kiosks, and they were asking if we wanted to come visit, and we would get free fast passes. So we had planned a rest day, and we're like, you know what? Why not? Let's go. That was a mistake, and we came this close. Like, we were sitting there, we listened to the spiel, we had the contract in front of us. And we were just we decided, I mean, we were so close to signing it, and we're just like, financially, we do not need to do this right now. And plus, it's like the only room we could really afford in the Riviera right now is that studio with the only thing, the queen pull-out bed, which I was fine with. Kelsey was not. So now that we, with Ellie, we could not do that room.
No way.
But yeah, it's after that, it became a, you know, when we eventually become DVC members. And plus, it's an investment for the future for our kids.
You know, once a year, you're just going, you know, once a year. But just real quick before we get off the DVC train, what's your favorite DVC resort in, you know, if you were to buy in, where would you buy at?
If I could choose any resort?
If you had the money and could afford to choose any DVC resort to purchase, I don't know, 200 points from, where would you buy?
See, it would be a toss-up for me, either Poly or Contemporary.
Nice. So, and with the new yeah.
Yep. So Poly is my wife's like number one dream resort. I would say Boardwalk for her is a close number two.
Mm-hmm.
But my dream has always been I want like Contemporary.
Bay Lake Tower.
So I mean, it doesn't have to be the tower. I just want to stay anywhere at the Contemporary.
In the Contemporary.
So
very nice.
Ever since first seeing it in person in 2004, mm-hmm. and come to find out, back when my brother was born, he's 5 years older than me. He got to go to Disney twice before I was born, and then our family didn't go back until we went in 2004.
Jeez.
But I would always hear about the trip of them driving down to Disney, staying at the Contemporary, ooh. Putting everything on their Discover card. And while they were down there, the AC went out in the minivan. So getting it fixed on property there at Disney.
Good old car care.
So I would always hear about that trip. I'm like, oh, okay, so when we're going? Oh, we're not going to Disney. We're going to Maggie Valley, North Carolina, to the ghost town.
So that's always good times.
Yeah. What would your if you could get 200 points anywhere?
Anywhere. Ugh. Well, I'll be real honest. I'm kind of at a toss up.
Mm-hmm.
Beach Club being probably my number two. That's because my wife Casey enjoys. I mean, she is in love with the Beach Club. That was, you know, first place she worked on our college program at Beaches and Cream. That is her favorite resort. Plus, I would like it because you can just walk right into the International Gateway of Epcot. You can safely walk back after you have indulged in all, and I mean all, of the food booths of, you know, Food and Wine, Flower Garden, Festival of the Holidays. If it's a festival at Epcot, you can just walk back to, you know, the Beach Club, Yacht Club, or Boardwalk, but I would choose Beach Club. But my
favorite,
you could
work off some of those calories that you just.
Oh, absolutely. But my favorite is the Wilderness Lodge. I would purchase at Copper Creek at the Wilderness Lodge. So
very nice. I mean, I don't think there's really a wrong choice.
No,
there's not. There's not really a wrong choice, I think.
No,
so
I don't think so either. But I do love Old Key West, and that's always open at the seven month mark. So I do love Old Key West. But since you and I both cannot afford DVC points at this time, let's move on to your number two.
So my number two was your number three. So my number two, which little foreshadowing, is the only Disney item on my list, is as Kelton mentions, replacing Splash Mountain, both at Disney World and Disneyland, Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
It's gonna be a good one.
I really do. So I've done my brother and I, we used to do a podcast years ago, and we actually did a top five Disney movies. And my number two favorite Disney movie at the time was Princess and the Frog.
Nice.
Especially with Disney Plus, being able to kind of rewatch it and also having access to all these movies, that movie is. It's still number good. Two. Yeah, it's one of those, like, again, I love pretty much all Disney movies, but there's always like one or two little things that, okay, they maybe could have done a little differently there, or that I really can't. Me personally, I'm not saying, you know, with everyone, I really can't find a flaw with with Princess and the Frog. I feel like they got the right actors, especially with Jim Cummings being Ray or Raymond.
Who does Jim Cummings not voice over?
Who does he not knock it out of the park?
God, that's amazing.
But then, like, you know, picking great people to the perfect voice for Tiana, just. The music is iconic.
Oh, the music is great.
Yeah, it's one of the soundtracks you could put it on and just keep going and going and going and listening to.
You always just have to dig just a little deeper.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, figure out who you are. That's all you got to do.
And then whenever you're hungry, you just got to get some of those man-catching beignets. But
there's a lot of good, lot of good things about that movie.
Oh, Big Daddy. And I also like that Big Daddy, he's redhead with a beard. I feel like all I need to do is just get the white suit and I could be Big Daddy.
You could go as Big Daddy for Halloween next year.
Yes. And Ellie can be Darla.
Exactly.
So
I think that's great.
But no, it's that, I mean, Splash Mountain it will always hold a special place in my heart. But I mean, and again, Zippity Doodah, just one of those perfect Disney songs.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly am surprised it's been this long before it's been revamped.
Yeah.
And if they're going to revamp it, really, even before they announced anything, I kept saying the only thing they can revamp it to, it's Princess and the Frog. It's the only thing that would fit, and it still be essentially pretty close to the same ride.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
I agree.
I can't wait to see what the Imagineers do.
I'm hoping that it is like, you know, just they knock it out of the ballpark on this one.
And then, no, like,
really,
and,
let's get the detail that they put into Pandora on this bad boy.
Well, I mean, the just the little snippets that they've released, like the animatronic for Louie looks phenomenal. Excuse me. So, again, looking forward to it, and can't wait to get the Funko of the Flume Rod that they released. I almost got the Brer Rabbit one. Like, whenever they were selling it at the parks, and I, man, if I had gotten that when it was available, that thing is going for like $300-$400 now, and it was $50.
You're that much closer to your DVC points at that. Yes, at that
exactly.
Rate.
So we are at our number one, and I'm interested to see.
I have a strong feeling we have the same number one.
I honestly think we have the same number one, but
so, let me ask you.
Okay.
You did say, to confirm, your number one is not at any of the, not Disney.
It's not Disney.
Is your number one in Orlando?
It is in Orlando.
Is it under the flagship of Universal?
It is under the flagship of Universal.
We might as well just go ahead and say it. I think both yours and my number one is Epic Universe.
Oh, it has to be. I feel like it has to be.
I was thinking about this over the last couple of days, and I'm going, okay, what's really coming that's just like, you know, really going to bring in the people? And I thought, you know, along with the park in Texas, not only that, Brooks, we are around and can attend
the third gate opening
at Universal.
Orlando, not since Islands of Adventure in 1999, has there been another park that has opened down there in Orlando. And it's not just, you know, opening up a theming of a land, which I love when they do at, like, Pandora, phenomenal. Batu, amazing. I cried.
Well, but, even think about when they opened up the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Hogsmeade, and Diagon Alley as well for Universal. I mean, you know, the detail, and it's not imaginary for Universal, but like that team really just.
Oh, yeah. Universal has stepped it up. And, you know, that the Diagon Alley, Hogsmeade, it's on par with what Disney is known for.
Holy smokes. You know, I'm going to go on record here. I love Disney for everything that it is and what it has brought me over the last 32 years of my life. I am so dang proud of Universal right now and what they have accomplished with being really, they're a lot like Disneyland. They are landlocked.
Mm-hmm.
But look at them go with opening. So I went to college right across the street where Epic Universe is opening up at University of Central Florida's Rosen College, you know, the hospitality college. So shout out to UCF, go Knights. But it is right down the road from Universal. It's not far. So, but now, I mean,
and it's not like Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure. We can just walk from one to another. But again, with this park, there's going to be hotels coming with it as well. And there's going to be
three of them.
Yeah. And what to me was even, you know, making it exciting for me, they only have one confirmed land. There's heavily rumored on the others, but they haven't announced everything. And it's it just makes the anticipation build more and more, and you get more and more excited from it.
Yeah, we definitely do have our rumors that are out there.
I feel like they're pretty strong rumors. So, yeah. And then, correct me if I'm wrong, looking at the layout, I believe they are following the Disney motto over at Magic Kingdom with the spoke wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it does seem that way.
Yeah.
Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
No, I mean, and that's what I feel like Disney too, they kind of mastered that, you know, you have that central hub and then you can branch out to your other, you know, to the different parts, but then you can also come back to that central hub and you have those, and then you have those icons, like Cinderella's Castle and the Tree of Life, Spaceship Earth. And I was actually discussing this with someone. What would you say is the icon of Hollywood Studios? Because I know when it was MGM, it was the water tower.
Oh, that's a solid. So you're talking like right now, currently, right now.
Currently, right now. I mean, I would say kind of with the way that it's designed, it is designed to be the Chinese theater where Runaway Railway is, but it doesn't really, you know, as much as I love Hollywood Studios, out of the four kind of icons, I feel like it's the kind of the weakest, and it's almost Tower of Terror is almost kind of known as the icon.
See, and that's when you're staying on property, and you go to one of my favorite places, any bus stop at any hotel or resort, you know, when you look at the screen to check on the bus times, Hollywood Studios is Tower of Terror. You know, every icon, like, yeah, you've got, so I,
but then
I would have to go Tower of Terror.
Yeah, but you know, with all the other parks, they're kind of right there in the center, like that's your hub. It's like, when in doubt, go back to this. But Tower of Terror, again, one of my favorite rides, it's kind of tucked back there in the back.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it was perfect when Studios had the Sorcerer's Hat.
Mm-hmm.
But I know some people didn't like that. But we're not talking about Disney. We're talking about the future of Epic Universe.
The future, yes.
Did you see that some new details came out about the three hotels that were going to be around Epic Universe?
No, I haven't.
We even have a potential opening date for one of them. Okay, so we have three names that I've been able to find. We have Stella Nova and Terra Luna. Those are going to be two of the hotels, a lot like Universal's Endless Resort hotels, the Dockside and Surfside Inn resorts.
Which both of those resorts are phenomenal.
I would love to go stay.
So when we went to Universal, when I did the Princess Half Marathon, you know, we decided to be different. We stayed on Universal property, went to Universal, but I did the Run Disney race, but then went to Universal the rest of the time.
Did you wear your Disney medal?
I did not.
Smart man.
So I actually, Donkey, before they took down his meeting, that was probably one of my favorite things, was just Tonky the Donkey. And I had talked about doing the Run Disney race, and he was just like, is your medal the shape of a mouse?
No, it's in the shape of a donkey.
So
Stella Nova has a potential opening date of January 2025. Now, we all know Epic Universe is not slated to open until summer of 2025. So that's going to be interesting. So Universal is going to have to add more buses.
Yep.
So I'm going to have to go ride those too.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing to really, well, then for the third hotel, you have Helios Grand Hotel, which is going to be, when you look at the drawings, it's the big one in the back. So that's right. going to be like your premier mm-hmm. ones.
Yeah.
So that'll be in that category. So it's looking really cool. But the other thing that I really like about what they're doing is they are the Brightline station mm-hmm. that's going to be going right across the street from the gate at the Orange County Convention Center. So way to go, Universal.
Yes. And then like the lands that is confirmed, the Super mm-hmm. Mario Land, Super Nintendo Land. Oh,
Super Nintendo World.
Man,
yep.
I'm looking forward to that.
If it is anything like what they have out in Hollywood, oh,
the inner kid in me, I don't know how many hours I spent playing Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64. And then today, you know, I'm 37 years old. I still have my my game controller for my computer. So
absolutely. But see, it's going to be cool. It is going to be cool.
And then some of the stuff that's even rumored that's supposed to be coming, in the Super Nintendo world that even Hollywood and stuff doesn't have, the Donkey Kong roller coaster that's supposedly rumored. Oh, mm-hmm. And from what I understand, that I think they were trying to figure out how to do the rail jump from the video game.
And no, thank you. Keep me on the rails.
And then the other lands that's rumored, How to Train Your Dragon, which that trilogy of movies were, you know, we use phenomenal, I feel like, a lot, but phenomenal. And plus they tug at your heartstrings.
They really do.
Toothless. My brother had a kind of a temperamental boxer lab mix around the time that those movies came out that was pure black. And we joked that his dog was Toothless because it would look intimidating, but it was just a huge sweetheart.
Yeah.
And then they're talking about potentially bringing in Fantastic Beasts and Wizarding World.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that. Sign me up for that.
Well, then, you know, the other one that I've read, and I don't know what they're going to include in this one, but some Dark Universe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yeah, of the classics. The classic monsters, yeah. And that's the one that I heard was the classic Universal monsters, bringing those in, like Frankenstein, Dracula.
What are they? Are they? Would they end up moving Hollywood Horror or Hollywood Horror Nights over to Epic Universe if these lands are rumored true, like a dark, you know, some sort of.
I could foresee them having it maybe at having something at both. I don't foresee them moving it simply because you would have, I feel like you have so much room over there at
with all Universal, the sound stages.
With all the sound stages. So I think that would be hard to move to do that, but I'm sure that they would have something to where You could almost have like a park to park type ticket for a Halloween Horror Night. I could foresee something like that.
That could be interesting. Man, so, what a good top three list we have.
I mean, what a time to visit these parks.
We're coming down to a year and a half for Epic Universe. I mean, and like Brooks and I have said, you know, early on, there's there's so much coming in the next couple of years. Oh yeah,
and it's like there's so much stuff that we didn't mention. Like you said, the cruise lines, that Disney Treasure, mm-hmm. looks incredible.
Royal Caribbean, yep. is dropping a brand new ship in Miami. I think it's January 24th, 2024. Brand new class. Mm-hmm. And they've got three more of those ordered. We've got the new private island for Disney Cruise Line. Mm-hmm. And there's, I mean, we have never even talked about, sandals or beaches, all inclusive resorts either. We got to get somebody on to do that as well. So there is so much out there. Mm-hmm. And man, we need to hit the lottery. We got to do something.
My wife and I were just talking about that today.
Like, we need to. So, nah, I think that's really all I have, man. That's a great top. I'm glad you and I matched on our top one.
Oh yeah.
So I feel like, I think,
I mean, like you had mentioned earlier, Joffrey's hadn't said that a new coffee drink. Yeah, I may have had to adjust my list a little bit.
Yeah, your number three would have became an honorable mention, even though we said we weren't going to do those this time.
Yes, so. just to show, I had a list, like my top three. I just in case you threw a curveball and did honorable mention, I had an honorable mention.
What was your honorable mention?
My honorable mention was the Disney Treasure.
Oh yes.
So
that would, but have you been on a Disney cruise yet?
I have not been on a cruise.
We need to go on a cruise. You come on over to Galveston. We'll go out right out of here, Port of Galveston.
So, you know, but as you can see, like, again, I like pen and paper. I wrote notes on the top three. I didn't write anything for my honorable mention. So,
because you know, I play by the rules.
Yes.
Sometimes. Yeah, that's it, man.
Oh man! Again, just. So many things come in. We mm-hmm. we have definitely recovered from, you know, everything kind of shutting down there a couple of years ago, and stuff's slowly opening back up, because like looking forward to stuff that's coming here in the next couple of months. Dining plans coming back.
Woo! That's January 9th.
That is huge. Now you don't have to make park reservations. Now just bring back the original Fast Pass.
Oh, paper.
Yes.
Get off this My Disney Experience stuff. Let's get some paper. I want to have to run from Space Mountain to Thunder Mountain.
Like just imagine this. Have it as a special event where you set it up, and it's like a day in the 90s at Disney, where you set up that Fast Pass. Again, that would just be that. I imagine that would logistics wise would be horrible.
A nightmare.
But can you imagine? Number one, the people that Disney bound in 90s, the amount of like the giant cameras people are walking around with. And the dad shorts with the
jean
knee-high
shorts.
Yes.
The shirt sides. Tucked in, and you got to have
the Nike Air Monarch.
Yes. Yes. Don't forget the brown webbed belt that every dad wore with their jean shorts.
And the fanny pack.
Got to have the fanny pack. Oh, that would be perfect. And if you're going to do a retro day though, I mean, let's bring back the entertainment, Spectro Magic. Let's bring back the, don't kill me, but you know, the 25th anniversary birthday cake castle. Let's go full on retro.
You want to talk about logistics wise, just for a short event, bringing back the birthday cake castle.
A one night only.
Oh, that would be. They would have to do that as a projection.
No, I want the real thing.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the amount of time that it would take to... No,
if Disney can take down Halloween and put Christmas up in a matter of 9 hours...
Oh, I don't believe that Disney can't do it, but...
It's going to cost them a lot to get that crane in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that's excellent.
So
that's great.
As we've talked about a few times here in the, throughout this season, sometimes it kind of seems like we're almost Notre Dame-ist where we kind of predict things. If Retro Day happens, you heard it here first in the Masters podcast.
That's right. That's right. And for the small amount of men that listen, if you are out there, let's see the retro outfit. Come on, get that plain colored shirt tucked into those jean shorts. Let's see the old
plain
cameras.
Color collared shirt.
Collared shirt. Yep. Yep.
And tucked in. And then at least once, kids, don't make me turn this thing around.
It will follow it up closely by the devilish $5 type of scream.
For a turkey leg, highway robbery.
But yeah, and you can't forget about when you're driving home at night and one of the kids turns one of the lights on in the car, and God forbid, everybody's just gonna die because you can't see out the windshield.
Oh, that is a huge pet peeve of mine, is that light. Oh, I had a friend that needed a ride to Raleigh, North Carolina, and I just happened to be going there, and they rode with me at night and had the light on in the front seat the whole time reading a book. And also had to sit in silence without music so they could read their book. Yeah.
You know, we talked about me flying to Charleston so we could drive down for the fam. You know, it's Disney karaoke the whole way. So,
I mean, here's the thing. I would throw in some Shrek the Musical in there.
See, not me. I don't know, but Casey does. My wife does. She can do every word.
Oh, that's... in high school, I did musical theater, and I actually almost pursued that in college. It was musical theater.
There you go.
My drama teacher my senior year was trying very hard for me to at least minor in musical theater. Looking back, I could have then done the college program, and
you could have been a performer.
Yeah.
Entertainment.
So,
but I think if you would have done that, you and I would not be sitting here on Guy's Night of the Masters podcast.
This is
reminiscing
true.
About the days of the 90s and what our dads were. Yeah. Now, right here on the Masters podcast.
Yep. So, folks, that just about does it for this week's episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast. Don't forget to join our Mouse Ears Podcast Facebook group, and don't forget to throw in your retro 90s pictures.
I think I have one. I'm going to find it.
So, I don't have a 90s picture. I have a 2004 picture that does include the fanny
pack.
That's
kind of close.
And then don't forget to also join our Instagram page, the Mouse Ears blog, for all the latest news and episode details. And if you're interested in having one of our wonderful agents book your next trip, visit fairytalejourneystravel.com or send us a DM. Speaking of where they can send us a DM, Kelton, where can they reach you?
So, Fairy Tale Journeys by Kelton on Facebook, or FTJ Travel by Kelton on Instagram and TikTok.
Is that Kelton Brooks, with a K?
Kelton with a K, only way to spell it.
Okay.
Brooks, how about you, my friend?
So, you can find me on Facebook, Fairy Tale Journeys by Brooks. You can find me on Instagram and on TikTok, FTJ by Brooks, which actually TikTok just reached 1,000 followers. So hopefully plan on doing some lives here soon, maybe some behind the scenes on the podcast.
That would be cool. But if Joffrey's Coffrey was going to reach out to you, where would they, where could they get a hold of you?
So Joffrey's, you can shoot me a DM on any of my socials. And then also you can send me an email, ftjbybrooks@gmail.com. And I know you have that email because I have sent you an email.
Come on, media and team. And then
as we're Joffrey's. Talking about Epic Universe and Universal, Voodoo Donuts. ftjbybrooks@gmail.com. Come on now. I'll take that sponsorship as well. We have coffee and donuts, the best of both worlds, Miley Cyrus, Anna Montana.
It's true. It's true. Next thing you know, we're going to have local law enforcement up in here because that's their breakfast, lunch, and dinner. God bless our police force.
Yes. And then, fantastic. And then lastly, if you like listening to us, hopefully you do, if you've this long, we would love for you to leave us a review wherever you listen to us. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and hopefully soon here on Amazon Music and also YouTube Music.
Oh, dang.
So
we're moving up in the world.
Season two, we're going to be...
We're going big season two, hopefully.
Bigger than ever. So
there we go.
Until next time... I'm Brooks. As always, my partner in crime on Guys Night, Kelton. If we don't see you later, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. And safe journeys.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.